From the Barton Worley studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. As the hot days of summer drag on, I imagine many of you are staying indoors to beat the heat this summer. Perhaps you're keeping up with Comic-Con. We have a little coverage of our own coming up in just a bit. Also, if you do want to go outdoors this weekend, we have Scoop on the Tour de Gap. We'll be talking to both organizers and competitors of the event. So come, take a look with me. Comic-Con is the subject of this week's entertainment headlines. Before Joss Whedon and J.J. Abrams got too deep into a discussion about pop culture, Whedon confirmed some major Marvel news. He's directing The Avengers. He made that announcement Thursday at Comic-Con, San Diego's annual pop culture convention. In a panel moderated by Jeff Jensen of Entertainment Weekly, Abrams and Whedon discussed the future of 3D, the viability of the internet as a vehicle for original programming, and what they love about comics, sci-fi, and making movies. Whedon says he's working on the outline for the Avengers script. Shooting begins in September. And Bruce Willis surprised fans at Comic-Con when he popped by the San Diego Convention Center to thank Sylvester Stallone for casting him in The Expendables. Stallone was joined by his cast of tough guys to present the film Thursday. Steve Austin, Terry Crews, and Dolph Lundgren, amongst others, appeared alongside Stallone, the film's writer, director, and star. Crews described the film as, quote, the manliest movie ever made, in which the stars did their own stunts and the fight scenes were real. Comic-Con continues through Sunday. And finally, Robert Rodriguez loves Comic-Con, but the San Diego Convention Center is just too limiting. So, the filmmaker decided to unveil his new movie, Machete, at a street corner party instead. Rodriguez showed about 7 minutes of footage of the film at an outdoor party Thursday night that featured free tacos and margaritas, scantily clad dancers, and dozens of tricked-out lowrider cars and a graffiti wall. Stars Danny Trejo and Michelle Rodriguez were on hand for the celebration. And that'll wrap it up for our look at Comic-Con. Stay tuned, there's more Eye on Entertainment on the way. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Eye on Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. The Tour de France wraps up this weekend. Whether or not you've been following it this year, it's easy to see that this is the main event in the world of cycling. For almost 30 years now, the Abilene Bicycle Club has been throwing their own version of this event in Buffalo Gap, called the Tour de Gap. We're joined now on the line with Jim McDonald, one of the organizers of this year's event. Mr. McDonald, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, this event has been going on in Buffalo Gap since 1983. But tell us a little bit about this event, maybe for those who haven't heard of it before.
The Tour de Gap is used as a fundraiser for the food bank of West Central Texas. The Tour de Gap is a fun event ride. We call them a t-shirt ride, and it's a lot of fun for people that are local, people in West Texas, and we even get riders from East Texas, from New Mexico, Arkansas sometimes. And it is a ride that runs south of Abilene, and just a lot of fun for people. There's four separate distances, one fun ride of 11 miles for a lot of the beginners. We have a 27-miler, a 52-miler, and then a 77-miler.
You mentioned this. What do you mean by T-shirt ride exactly?
There's true racing is governed by USA Cycling in the United States, and this is not a USA-sanctioned event, meaning that some people treat it like a race, and they do have numbers, and people go out there and ride hard. So in that sense, it is a T-shirt ride that raises money. And everybody gets a t-shirt when they ride it, and they pay an entry fee, and that money goes to that charity.
So would you say this is a bike race for any experience level here?
Absolutely. This covers weekend warriors all the way through true enthusiasts that do have licenses and race throughout the state. And you get everybody in between. And so we'll have children and their parents that complete 11 miles easy and have a great time doing that. And there are plenty of recreational riders on cruisers and just very basic entry-level bikes that, and then go all the way through, like I said, racers, true racers that have, you know, state-of-the-art, high-end equipment, and go out there and have a great time doing that as well.
So what do you say is the main draw for this event?
You know, this is, it's getting towards the end of the summer for people. A lot of people use this ride as a focus for getting ready for the end of their summer or for preparing for the Hotter Than Hell 100 in Wichita Falls, which is another big event ride that happens in the state, one of the biggest in the country. Definitely a goal for a lot of people for their fitness year. You know, when they look at their calendar, they utilize this event as something to prepare for and something to look forward to. It gives them a goal to work towards.
Jim McDonald, thank you for your time today.
You betcha. I'm glad to have us, and we hope to see you out there at the Gap.
Jim McDonald runs Bike Town and is one of the organizers of the Tour de Gap, taking place tomorrow in Buffalo Gap. The Tour de Gap has attracted bikers of every experience level all over the area to participate in this friendly bike racing competition. One of those bikers is KACU's very own Justin Brown, our broadcasting budget assistant, who joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So are you an avid biker? Tell us about that.
Yes, I've been riding road bikes for about 10 years now, and took a little hiatus for a while, but now getting back to it. And I love riding in Abilene, around the surrounding areas. It's beautiful country.
So I guess this isn't your first time in a bike race then.
Well, I did the Steam and Wheels race, which is put on by the city of Abilene in March usually. I did that in 2003, and that's kind of what got me started in cycling. Didn't do particularly well in it, but finished the course and really had a great time.
You're doing the 52-mile route?
Yes, I actually originally signed up for the 77-mile, which is the longest one, and my wife and I went out and kind of drove some of the course last week and decided that the 52 would be plenty miles and hills for me, so that's the one I decided on.
What is your edge to try to take home the win on this?
Well, I definitely won't be winning the race. I'm not that fit right now, and
what is your edge then to at least do your best?
Well, yeah, I've kind of been trying to increase my miles and get some good fitness in my legs. So maybe my edge is watching the Tour de France. I can watch the coverage and get all psyched up and play like I'm Lance Armstrong on Saturday. So
that Lance Armstrong style ambition to win.
Yes, that's for sure.
Justin Brown, thank you for your time today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Justin Brown is our broadcast budget assistant up here at KACU, and he's one of the competitors in the Tour de Gap, taking place this Saturday at 8 in Buffalo Gap. For more information, 695-6311. ION Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio produced at the studios of KACU. Support for ION Entertainment is provided by Dr. Angela Nicolini, therapeutic optometrist, providing eye care for the family, including red eye treatment and foreign body removal. Associate Dr. Shelda Schaefer provides pediatric optometry. Doctors Nicolini and Schaefer are located at 3225 South 27th Street, and are open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For information, 691-0101. And we're out of time, but be sure to join us next week for more on what's happening in your community and beyond. For KACU, I'm Blaine Singletary, and I've had my eye on entertainment.